2 days passed, and only Harry and Dolly came to the stable. On the third day, Mr. Grant from the cab stand arrived when Harry was in the stable.
"I won't go to the house, boy, but how is your father?" he said.
"He's very bad," said Harry.
"I'm sorry to hear that," said Mr. Grant. "He's the best man I know."
But when he came the next day, Harry was able to tell him,
"Father is better today. Mother hopes he will get over it soon."
"Thank God," said Mr. Grant.
He was a kind man, and did a lot to help the family during this time, because while Jerry was ill, he was earning no money, and we all had to eat. Jerry got slowly better, but the doctor said he must never do cab work again. The children talked a lot about what their mother and father would do, but a few days later, Dolly ran into the stable to find Harry.
"There's a letter from Mrs. Fowler, Mother's old mistress," said Dolly. "She wants Father to be her carriage driver, and we're going to live in a cottage in the country, with chickens and apple trees and everything."
This was bad news for me. I was not young now, and could not hope for a better master than Jerry, although Mr. Grant promised to find a comfortable place for me. I never saw Jerry again, and was very sorry to leave.